Hey, and happy Monday, my good friends. This is episode 8 of Promises Podcast. Happy Monday. It is October 7th. This is going to be a very brief podcast. I was planning on having my sister on to interview for this particular podcast. It's not going to be until Thursday, but I still have a little bit of wisdom to bring to you. Let's get right into it. Today's episode title is Stop Saying Sorry. And I mean that in the healthiest way. About a year ago, I decided that I was going to stop saying I'm sorry. And usually, I don't mean that when I'm wrong. Like, if I'm wrong, I'm going to apologize. But the context is, I'm sorry, but I can't make it. Well, what if you just don't want to go? Why are you telling them you're sorry? Another thing is like, I'm sorry, I know it's odd, but I don't like that song. You're not sorry that you don't like the song. You don't like it, and that's perfectly fine. I think from a young age, it gets drilled into us that if our ideas or thoughts or beliefs are a little bit different than someone else's, that we're going to offend them or hurt their feelings. For one, if we offend them for being who we are and having our own opinion, they have their own issue. That's not on you. We also get it drilled into us to be polite. And a lot of times being polite means we bend to doing things that we don't want to do, or we allow ourselves to be dragged into something that we're not comfortable with. And I'm just here to say it's time for each and every one of us to stop being apologetic, to stop saying sorry for making decisions that are best for ourselves, having our own opinions on things, and protecting our spirits and our souls and our brains. A big thing for me is knowing that there is no right way for things to be done. No one person on earth is going to agree with every decision that I make or every decision that you make. There is going to be at least one person on earth that will disagree with at least one thing in your life. And they're going to disagree with way more than one thing in your life. But the thing to know is that it doesn't matter. It does not matter if they disagree with how you handle a situation. It doesn't matter if they disagree with the kind of clothes you like, or that your skirt is too short, or that you're going dancing, you know, and partying at clubs. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter if they think that you're weird because you don't want to go party. It goes all every direction, spans out across the whole freaking universe. It doesn't matter if you agree with the way someone lives or does their life, and it doesn't matter that someone doesn't agree with the way you live and do your life. So stop feeling guilty for taking care of yourself and living your life the way you want to. Of course, I hope that this podcast and other things that you learn in life help you to make good decisions for yourself, to take care of yourself, because there are many things in life that are just not healthy and that are just not good for us, like staying in a bad relationship, keeping in relationship with parents who are physically abusive or emotionally abusive. And I'm telling you, the moment you start to realize how often you start a sentence or a text with, I'm sorry, and it's in a context of not needing to be sorry, your thinking will start to change. Start this week. This is my challenge to you for the rest of this week, just until Friday, not even until Sunday. Start noticing how often you say, I'm sorry, when there's no need to. And I think that it will really help you start to stop saying I'm sorry. And that's my next challenge, is like, pay attention to how often you say it, and then start forming your sentences or your texts or your emails without including the I'm sorry part. It's been really good for me, and I still do it. I still do it quite a lot. But I notice it when I do it, and I try to change the kind of reframe the sentence or the text. Like, instead of saying, "I'm sorry I didn't make it on time," like if you're trying to show up to see someone, or like I know a lot of times, like if I'm going to visit my parents, I'll say that I'm going to get there at a certain time, and then it usually is later because of traffic and things like that. It just happens. But I still don't apologize. I just say, "Traffic's really bad. I'm going to be there at this time instead. Thanks for your patience." Instead of "I'm sorry," I'm like, "Thank you for being patient." There's so many cool ways to reframe your speaking and your messages to people where you take the "I'm sorry" out of it, and it really changes your frame of mind and just kind of how you feel about yourself. So that's my challenge to you. That's all I've got for us today. I think that this is going to help a lot of people, and it's kind of a reminder for me to work harder at not saying "I'm sorry." So I'm going to be doing this right along with y'all. Like I said, on Thursday, I'm going to have an interview with my sister, and we're going to be talking about personalities and how learning more about different personalities can help you not only have better relationships with family and friends, but also in business. So do not miss out on that. Come back. I love y'all. Have a great week.